Frank K.'s decision is not expected soon. The Atlanta Journal, Saturday, 27th February, 1915, page 1, column 4. U.S. court may not announce ruling for month or more. It is expected that at least a month and maybe longer will elapse before the United States Supreme Court hands down its decision on the habeas corpus appeal of Leo M. Frank. Arguments before the court were concluded shortly after 3 o'clock Friday afternoon. Solicitor Dorsey, who followed Attorney General Grice for the state of Georgia, was the last speaker. When he finished, Attorney Lewis Marshall of New York, who presented the arguments for Frank and who was the first speaker to be heard by the court, sought to reply briefly to Solicitor Dorsey and Attorney General Grice, but Chief Justice White declared the case ended and adjourned court until Monday at noon. Mr. Grice and Mr. Dorsey are expected to arrive in Atlanta on Saturday. Should the Supreme Court sustain Judge W.T. Newman of the Federal Court for the Northern District of Georgia in refusing the writ of habeas corpus, Frank will be resentenced and another date fixed for its execution. His only hope of escaping the death sentence, then, would be in a commutation by the governor. If the Supreme Court, however, reverses the ruling of Judge Newman, counsel for Frank and the state told the federal Supreme Court, the case would go back to the district court for the taking of evidence on which the allegations for the writ of habeas corpus were based. Frank's attorneys contended to the United States Supreme Court that should the writ of habeas corpus be granted their client, he could again be tried under pending indictments, which, it is said, the solicitor's office is prepared to bring against him. This assertion was questioned by the state's counsel, although they did not take the positive position that Frank could not again be brought to trial on a new indictment.